Valley County commissioners heard public testimony this week on whether or not to adopt a new waterways ordinance that would triple the no-wake zone on area lakes from 300 to 1,000 feet offshore. Monica Goki has the story.
1,000 feet is nearly the length of 3 football fields. Representatives from the motorsports industry arrived from out of state to ask county commissioners for the science justifying what they thought was an extraordinarily large buffer. Donnelly resident Henry Rudolph said the proposed ordinance would mean boat owners would have to travel 20 minutes or more to clear the no-wake zone before they could operate their boats at speed.
I bought this house so I could boat in front of my house. If I can no longer boat, the value of my property goes down.
Public testimony heard in Cascade on Monday night was overwhelmingly against extending the no-wake zone. Many who spoke traveled up from the Treasure Valley, saying lake recreation was the reason they bought homes here. Supporters of extending the no-wake zone were concerned about shoreline erosion and public safety. Jim Pace of McCall testified in favor of the ordinance.
There are a lot of users of the lake, myself included, who cannot use our lakes during certain times of the day because it's too dangerous.
In a region whose economy is increasingly defined by recreation, the no-wake issue highlights the conflict of whether or not there's enough room for everyone's favorite way to enjoy a lake. In Cascade, Monica Goki, Boise State Public Radio News.